When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, when you listen to this show, you've probably wondered about us from time to time. You've probably wondered whether or not we were using substances to make ourselves funnier, or at least whether we were drinking. It turns out, though, that Ohio State University just did a study that shows that about 10% of young adult workers in their 30s use alcohol, marijuana, or harder drugs like cocaine and opioids they're on the job.
I told you that a while ago. I mean, it's like 10% of people will smoke pot and then go into work.
Well, this wasn't just smoking pot. This is alcohol, and it was only 3% smoking pot. There were 6% that were drinking and 1% doing harder drugs.
The percentage would have been higher, but they just didn't show up.
Yeah. Right. They're probably late driving a car to work.
Yeah. I don't even know where they're at right now. Yeah. Trying to get there.
Now, my first thought was, well, you got people working from home now. It makes sense for them. This wasn't just people working from home. In fact, the risk for substance abuse was highest in the food service industry and construction.
Construction.
Wow.
Which explains your house.
Oh,
why that toilet don't flush.
Oh, my.
Wait. You seem very shocked, Cato.
Well, yeah, but these buildings we're in every day.
Exactly. I mean, even the place you work.
Yeah, it should. Mm-hmm.
I won't go into high rise anymore.
You said high rise.
Now, here's the stupid answer they came up with for this. The thinking is in certain industries like blue collar or heavy manual jobs, people don't have a lot of support or guidance for substance abuse. How about their jobs are so boring they take drugs to make it more tolerable?
I'll be honest, that guy on the side of the road, the stop go sign.
Yeah, you might as well be baked if you're going to do that.
Might as well.
You're not going to do it any worse.
Yeah. Some jobs that you might need a little alcohol too, like, you know, teachers. Daycare workers.
Correct. And what's wrong with a little alcohol? Just a little bit, like a margarita Monday, tequila Tuesday, wine Wednesday,
Thursday.
Hey, that'd
be a great job advertisement.
Yeah.
Just our business policy.
Most people don't have jobs like we have, and there have been people in our past that have had alcohol, bottles of alcohol in their desk drawer, in their cubicle.
I was going to say, that wasn't jobs like ours, though. That was the sales staff.
Well, I know.
I have a shot glass on my desk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, the boss will say, hey.
Oh, wow.
Run over here real quick.
Uh-huh. And you know what? If I did sales, I'd have to drink, too. That is such an extrovert kind of job. Yeah. I would have to get a little liquid encouragement.
One of our radio stations we worked at, not this one, had a beer machine. It was a soda machine turned into a beer machine. They put beer in the machine.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's awesome employers.
It was. They were awesome to work for. Yeah. That was back before all the lawyers got a hold of everything.
Yeah.
I'm literally sitting here thinking my husband did build our house. And there are a lot of things that I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah, makes sense now, don't it?
Yeah.
Well, here's the stupid answer they came up with. They said adding policies and supportive interventions would improve safety. That's not going to help. They need to find, first of all, they need to make the job a better job if they're going to get people not to do these things. But you're not going to take some YouTube class and watch a video and then suddenly you're going, oh, wow, I shouldn't have been doing that. I'm done now.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, though. They got to come up with an answer. So they come up with some, like, oh, this is what the guys in the lab coats came up with. That's not going to solve it.
It's like you just have to accept it. It's going to happen. Yeah. No matter how much you talk about it or what campaign you do, people ain't going to listen. Just you accept that half the people, your work's messed up a little bit.
Okay, you did not listen closely. It was only 10%. But still, I think what you got to do is, if you really care, you'd have to do drug testing.
Well, and think about the last little training video that they sent to us. I literally was like, a margarita would make this a little better.
I know. You'd be taking the training video on drug abuse. You'd be like, let me go ahead and smoke a joint first.
Yeah, like, I'm not abusing it. I didn't drop any of this alcohol.
What's so bad is the people doing this outwork some of the other employees who are just lazy or can't do their job.
Yeah. That's the ones drinking, not the ones smoking.
Or the ones doing coke. They're like doing cocaine and they're like, I'm outperforming everyone.
Hey, they'll do both your jobs.
Highest in sales. Well, I don't know. I don't think their solution is going to work, but it is kind of, it confirms that thing where you always wondered about that person. You were right.
Well, I don't drink before I come to work. There are times
I wait until you get here.
No. I don't drink at all. I maybe still be affected from the night before.
He comes in straight from partying sometimes. He can't even slip.
So I guess that doesn't count.
Yes.
I like how you're talking about you don't drink before the show. We get up at like 4:30. You'd have to drink at 4 o'clock to drink before we get in here.
No, I don't do it. I don't.
you do sometimes.
I got home at 3, but I'm at work at 4.
Yeah. By 4, he's quit drinking.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, how's your shopping going this week? Got a lot of people shopping, a lot of sales going on.
I got a delivery coming today.
Okay, good.
I started right away.
I never struggle with shopping.
Me neither.
I'm not about one thing. Oh, I have eggs at Harris Teeter.
Well, there you go.
Those on Amazon Prime?
I had not been on Amazon Prime.
Why not? They're having Prime Day, you know.
What is that?
It's where they have sales in the middle of the summer.
I do have stuff in my cart, and I have looked to see if it was on sale, and it wasn't. So I'm going to wait.
You know what? What if you did that like while you were shopping, grocery shopping? It's like, you know, I'm going to just leave this cart here for a couple days to decide with these items in it.
This is mine.
I'll come back.
Yeah. Or what if Amazon did you wrong, like the stores, and you go back, you're like, my cart's empty. What'd they do? They put everything back.
Be wrong. So the funny thing is, Tori asked us, says, hey, you guys have any ideas for stuff I don't need that I can buy on Amazon?
It truly is a sickness. Yeah. I need help.
Well, I have the things that people regret buying.
Really?
A list of and a lot of it's impulse purchases, and even the expensive ones sometimes can get you, but it's a common source of regret when you just buy something and then you regret buying it.
Yeah. I got one in my cart right now, and I've been just arguing with myself. Mm-hmm. It costs like $200-something, and it went on sale for Prime Days, and it's an amplifier for a guitar. Mm-hmm. And it's a practice one. It's a smaller one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I keep telling myself, boy, that would really, it's got some cool features. I'd really, but then I also keep telling myself, I almost never play my guitar anymore. So it's like I'm sitting there and part of me is going, you want this. And the other part of me is like, you don't need this. You don't even really want it that bad. And I'm like, but I want to spend some money.
I thought I heard you say the other day you lost your guitar.
He's got
I lost one of my 12-string guitar.
He's got a bunch of them.
I got three guitars.
He's got a bunch of them he don't play anymore.
I got two right now.
And Tom, once you silence that voice, life is so much better.
Yeah,
your bank
account
won't be, but yeah, but you know, it's
that's
money.
The part of me is going, hey, keep that money in the bank.
And you're like, hey, but it was on sale.
Yeah.
And there's a part of me that goes, you're only getting older every day and you're going to die one day. So you might as well live instead of just putting money in the bank.
Yeah.
Here's some things that we regret buying.
Megan is not good for me on this.
Trendy clothing. They say fashion trends change quickly and you purchase the item and on an impulse buy and before you know it's out of fashion.
Yeah.
But that's true of almost all fashion.
But then you just hold on to it because it comes back. So just wait.
10 years later.
You were cool for a little bit.
Listen, I buy the clothes in hopes that my future granddaughters will want to wear their cool granny's outfit.
And they might.
You know what? You see the retro stores.
Yeah.
In the bigger cities especially. Like you go in there and all of it's just retro. Mm-hmm.
My son just came back from the store. He bought shoes. You know what he bought? Vans.
Uh-huh.
Those were cool when I was in high school.
Well, they've been cool for a while, though.
Yeah, they come and go.
There's a whole store.
They're but that's my point, is they're cool again. Mm-hmm. I should have kept mine.
And the good thing is you don't have to worry about growing out of those. You know, like if jeans come back in, you might not fit in those, but Vans, you'll fit in those.
I'm like, oh, I've gained 2 foot sizes. I've got to really stop eating so much.
Well, they do get wider. You got the extra wide feet. So a kitchen gadget's something people regret buying. Many specialized kitchen gadgets are used infrequently, and they take up a bunch of counter space in your kitchen.
Bread makers, rice makers, all those kind of stuff. Now, the air fryer, get one of those.
Yeah, it's worth it.
They're pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm hooked.
The only thing I regret with that, I wish I would have got the pretty glass one. Have you seen those?
No.
They are gorgeous.
What,
I'm like,
air fryer?
Yes, but the basket is glass.
They're gorgeous when they're clean.
Oh, good point. Never mind. I'm glad I didn't get one.
They say unnecessary baby products is something like, you know, those wipe warmers and stuff like that.
Yeah, I feel like that's a big one.
That one is.
A big money grab. Yeah.
The wipe warmers?
Yes. You need to get those, kiddo.
I think they're worth it.
That is hey, listen, he doesn't have a baby.
It'll have to be just for baby wipes.
Yeah. Put it on the back of your toilet right there.
That's kind of cool, actually. Let me go to Amazon.
Things that we regret buying, expensive gear for new hobbies or any kind of hobbies. It might be, you know, craft booking or knitting or, you know, video games. I'll say that. Like, you got a hobby and you play into video games.
No way.
Now, here's the thing. You buy that game because you can't play it. You download it and you go, oh, this game stinks. And you've just wasted $49.
Well, it's not like that anymore.
What?
No, on Steam, you have 2 hours of play to decide to return anything.
Well, I didn't know that.
Well, it's true.
I've wasted a lot of money on Steam.
Yeah, you have.
I'm like, dang, that's my bad. Just for buying
you got 2
game.
Hours of play time. Not
really?
Just like 2 hours after you buy it, but you can play it up to 2 hours
well,
and return it.
That's not every, like, you got Epic Games and those other ones, too.
Most of them have a little bit of a return time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any subscription that you buy?
Oh, my gosh.
Buy?
Yeah. Yes. Especially the ones that are like the auto-renew.
I can't even get some of those turned off right now. Yeah. I got one. I tried to cancel it, and I don't know the password to cancel it.
I know.
And we just posted a story that somebody in government turned down a bill that would require streaming companies to make it easier for their customers to cancel. They struck that down.
What?
Oh, man.
So it's not going to be easy to cancel streaming services.
Well, that's something that you regret buying.
Yeah. You know what's hard to cancel, too?
What?
Congressmen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Another thing too is like if it's as seen on TV or if you're scrolling and mm-hmm. you see like a weight loss videos or stuff like, you know.
Now it's when you're scrolling like on the reels.
Yeah.
And there'll be an advertisement or something looks cool. I almost got suckered for some kind of nice pen. It was like one that's
a
old.
Pen?
Yeah, I like that you write with.
You are a nerd.
Well, it was like. You're not supposed to say that loud. But it was like one of them. They were like, don't spend $120 on a pen when our $30 pen is awesome. And they showed how awesome it was. I almost bought it, but then I looked on Amazon and the reviews are like the paint peels off after 3 months and this and that. And I'm like, oh, they almost suckered me in with that cool advertisement.
They didn't almost sucker me in on a bunch of stuff.
Talk about that telescope that was supposed to let you see Uranus.
I did.
Oh my God. I just need a mirror for that.
Good one. Good one. Yeah. No, I got the Abflex thing. It did not work. And that's another thing.
You have to use it.
I know. It's like, you know, you saw him with this Abflex. Your ass can look great, and you can have a six-pack before you know it. I bought it. Nothing happened.
Nothing.
I'm like, it's still sitting there in my closet.
In the box.
Yeah. But that's another thing people regret buying, are gym equipment.
Yeah,
treadmills.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what's so great, though? The first month or two, you're like, yeah, I'm glad I bought this. And then third month, fourth month, you're like, why did I get that?
I did that while I was pregnant. I got one of those little walking pads,
yes.
And I was like, I'm going to be a fit pregnant girl. Let me tell you, 2 weeks in, I was like, put that thing in the closet. I look at it one more time.
What's a walking pad?
Is that basically like a treadmill?
Oh, okay.
It's just the mini version.
Yeah.
I thought it was like the wipe warmer that Kato got.
Yeah.
How are you using it?
It's a walking pad. You put it on while you're walking.
Yep. Yeah. You don't have one of those already?
Just make sure it's warm.
There you go.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I've been telling you guys some crazy stuff about airplanes. The other day I was talking about an airplane where 124 people died because of a cigarette and it didn't even crash.
What?
They literally died because someone put a cigarette out in the garbage. This was back in the 70s. And it caused smoke inhalation to where most of the people on the plane, I think 10 crew members and one passenger survived.
Wow.
Clickbait.
Gotcha.
This happened 50 years ago.
It still happened, man. Those people died. And it's a crazy story. Yeah. I couldn't win to all the details when I told it.
It's too soon, Hawk.
Sorry.
Too soon.
Yeah. But now, the reason I bring that up is, of course, we got so many things. They just got through to where you don't have to take your shoes off at TSA anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new change. That was started by the shoe bomber, Richard Reed, who got on the plane and made a bomb in his shoe and tried to light it while they were flying. What a moron. But there was also the underwear bomber in 2009.
Oh.
It was an accident.
I know a bunch of those.
I had Mexican last night, guys.
But the whole thing comes around to this story that just happened where This lady was looking over at another guy, and she saw RIP on his text message. And so she alerted the stewardess that they turned the plane around because they thought, oh, RIP, rest in peace, like he was some kind of bomber. Why are you laughing, Corey?
Is he the underwear bomber?
No.
He's like, RIP.
Yeah. Somebody died in here.
Well, dirty. One of the big hassles is this was stupid because RIP didn't mean anything except for he had a family member die recently and someone texted RIP to him.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Mm-hmm. But this woman saw it and thought it was a threat.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone has proposed that instead of just taking every threat as if it is completely serious, maybe we should let the passengers vote.
Okay.
For example, yeah. Oh, they gosh. Could have said, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. The guy in 23D has stated that his laptop is a bomb. Now, he is zip-tied to the toilet in the rear of the plane, and we are 45 minutes from our airport of origin, where we'll be able to land and continue the flight after 2 hours, or we can just go 2 hours on to our destination and chance it. If you're in favor of continuing on, please press the call light above your seat. And then someone just does a total count, and you decide whether to go on with it.
Now, what they pay attention to that call light because they never do an
audition.
Well, they would just count them to see which one was the majority.
I would get as far away from that bathroom as I could. I do
anyway.
Well, I'm thinking, like, if you're sitting there going, all right, for the RIP one, if they had done an announcement on that, hey, this guy got a text RIP. He says his mom passed away. Do you guys want to turn around or go back? I'm like, let's keep going, man. I think we're good.
Yeah.
This one seems like a bad call.
I just feel like we would need more context to be like, listen, can I go through your phone and like read through it? Because I just feel like I don't know if I would trust the majority account. Because what if you were like, no, I want to turn around, but everybody's like, you know what? One other person voted that we're going to keep going. And like, you're just stuck. What are you going to do, jump
well,
out?
Well, I mean, you're just going to see stuck.
Well, we've all seen those movies where they do try and do it the democratic way. And before you know it, they're like, oh, Tony was the one who was the final vote. Everybody's jumping Tony now. You know, you
got to do
a
secret vote. You got to do little piece of paper into a hat.
It's like Survivor.
Yeah. The tribe has spoken.
Literally
we're going
Survivor.
For it, man.
Or you got a baby that's crying, you know, and you got an 8-hour flight and it starts crying 1 hour in. Do you want us to turn the plane around right now?
Like,
yes.
Yeah, we do.
Or put it in luggage hold downstairs.
Yes, that'd be great.
That's not a bad idea.
Uh-huh.
We'll put it next to the puppies.
Yeah. You know what? They should have like a baby section on
there
a plane.
You go.
Like a little daycare somewhere in the back where you can like just shut them off.
Well, you know what would happen if you didn't majority on that is everyone would be like, send it to first class.
There you go. Yeah.
They're already enjoying this flight. They can have the baby.
Yeah. Get the mama some peace back in the back of the plane. Send that baby up front.
We had a baby crying on an international flight. We were going to like Europe and this baby was screaming its head off. And you feel bad for the kid because probably the air pressure has messed up his guts or his ear and he's hurting.
I feel bad for the parent too.
Yes,
this was really bad because the mom would hold the baby and it would scream its head off. But there was this guy who was a doctor who was trying to help. And when he would hold the baby, it would quit crying. And we're all like, she's abusing that baby.
That's the most offensive thing a baby can do.
I know, right?
Sometimes I'll hold Michael and he'll cry and John will take him and I'll stop. And I'm like, I birthed you.
Well, at least it's his dad.
You. Yeah, but I'm like, I put the effort in.
Listen, I feel like the babies, they're most comfortable with mama, so they're going to cry. But then when a stranger, they're like, oh, I don't know who this person is. I got to act right.
You know what?
I like
whatever
that.
Whatever works.
Yeah.
But
makes sense.
So I guess you guys, let's take a vote. It seems like you guys are against doing this vote thing.
Yeah, I'm not for that.
We voted against voting.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Yeah, Tori was out for maternity leave for a few weeks. We missed her. And Megan would come in, help us out a little bit. So we asked her back today. Now, I want to tell you something. While you were gone, Tori, Tom had something disgusting happen to him. And
again?
It kind of surprised me. Yes. He had a boil on his back.
No way. Wait, was it a pimple or a boil?
It was a boil. And if you'd have been here, I'd have gotten your help.
I'm so mad I missed it.
It was breathing.
Oh. It had a heartbeat.
And just like you, Megan's like, let me see it.
Yeah.
I want to look at it. I'm like, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see a little puppet show.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's a professional. She worked in the medical field. So.
Well, you're not.
No, but I'll still get in there.
I needed it because it was big. I ended up having to go to the doctor for that one.
Wait.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. I would have done it.
Well, they didn't. She said, I can lance this thing or I can give you some antibiotics. I said, let's try the antibiotics first.
Honestly, and it worked. I think we should have given you maternity leave for that. Let you birth that.
If I'd have lanced it, that's what we'd have had to do.
Do you have a picture?
I might.
You do, because you were showing me pictures because you weren't comfortable around me to show me.
And I'm really disappointed, Tom. All the times we text while I was on maternity leave and you didn't send me something beautiful like that.
Well, to be honest, I was just tripping out to try to figure out what was going on. And then I had Megan possibly offering to fill in for you.
So most of this stuff we are talking about needs to be done in private or in secret.
And not on the radio either.
And I have disgusting habits that we do in secret. And pimple popping and looking at bowls is one of them.
I disagree. Dr. Pimple Popper has proven that there is an audience for this.
They're making shows about it, but we do it in secret. Like, you're not going to do that right in front of me or out at Walmart somewhere if you got
a
big old...
I would if I could have reached it.
It's like Tom's in the mirror department, the cosmetic department, popping a scent at Walmart.
That would be gross.
That's a Torture Tuesday.
Oh, God. Oh, man. I just feel like it's not necessarily like you got to keep it in private. It's like, the public needs to know this stuff. You know, they need to see it.
We all do it in secret, but I don't think you need to, like, make a movie about it.
Wow.
Yeah. No, if you're pulled up at a red light, though, and looked over at the car next to you, and they're in their mirror popping something.
Yeah.
It's so rewarding when it comes out.
I know, and I'm always like, do you get it? I need to know.
No.
Okay, disgusting habits we do in secret, peel away dead skin. You don't see people doing that in public. Maybe at the beach occasionally.
How much dead skin are you peeling away?
Well, it's like, you know, you got a sunburn right there.
I
it's like
you.
A big old sheet, a big old black little snuggie coming off his back.
Okay, so Michael has cradle cap, which is like that little skin flaky thing.
Right,
and
it's
like a sickness for me. I sit there and flick at it all the time.
Yeah. What is it?
No, I don't thump his head. You do the back of your nail and it's like, it just comes up. It's like scales almost and it comes up.
It's like dry skin. It's just for like babies, you peel it off.
It's a sickness though. I'll be in the middle of Walmart and I'm plucking at his head.
You'll do it when he's a baby, but you know what? When he's like 42, it might be different.
Ew,
Son, come over here.
Grandpa. We got whatever it's called.
Cradle cap.
Okay, it won't be cradle.
It'll be
something else.
No.
All right, we sniff our fingers after we touch certain things.
Oh, my God.
Do you do that?
Yeah. 100%.
I was going to say we wouldn't admit that.
Who would do that, guys? That's gross.
Why do you do it? Like...
Because you want to see if you're stinking down there.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's even better is if it does stink and you go, ugh, and you sniff it again.
Like, it's time for a shower. All right.
On the same subject as sniffing, you sniff worn clothes just to see if they're dirty.
Yeah.
That's not a big deal.
That's pretty nasty.
No, it's really
if
not.
If you were sniffing
it. You just sniffed your fingers after you had your pants. And you're talking about disgusting.
Where do you sniff the clothes?
Okay, Kato.
You know where.
Sure, I'll sniff the underarm to say, okay, is this one I could just throw back on and run to the store real quick?
I don't even have to answer it. You already know the answer.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows the answer. And everybody's doing that
now
too.
I want to take my pants off right now.
And sniff. And finally, that ain't the only place we sniff. Your armpits. How many times you... Just to see.
Yep.
And that's not the guys only.
I mean, yeah, it totally is.
Yeah, for sure. Like, ew, gross. I'm a girl.
It hurts my neck to try to get in there, so I'll grab my underarm shirt and I'll pull it.
And sniff
pull it.
It
to me.
Sniff it like this. Ooh,
are your underarm hairs long enough you can just pull those out and sniff?
Sometimes I trim.
Yeah. You know what? That's where you put your whole fingers down, and that's when you're sniffing your fingers.
Like Mary Catherine.
Yeah.
I did, whenever we were plucking on Torture Tuesday, I did smell your armpits for you that day, and you were okay. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
In his face, he was so worried.
He was like, oh, gosh, what are you about to say?
I'm like, you letting me go this long?
Thank you. Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We were talking about disgusting habits that most people do in secret, but apparently we ain't afraid to share them here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
Listen, I'm a chronic oversharer.
Yes.
Okay.
And then, of course, Tori with baby Michael now doing something very interesting.
Plucking that cradle cap. It gives me the biggest high in the world. I'm like, got it.
So cradle cap is where the baby's got some kind of flaky skin on the top of the head.
It is the only way I can describe it. If you don't, you know what an alligator looks like?
Yeah.
Those like scales. That's what it reminds me of.
Oh, he's part alligator.
You think about all the things that your mom does for you, you know, and as a baby, you know, and even the dad. I don't want to say the dad doesn't do it, but, you know, changing diapers, spit up all over the place. I mean, he gets all, there's all kinds of stuff you're going to care for him for a long time.
I got Poughkeepsie'd on at brunch on Sunday. Yeah. I mean, like, I was feeding him with the bottle, and it went through the diaper, through his clothes, through my dress. Yeah. So I had to walk through nosedive with Poughkeepsie on my white dress. And I text my sister, and she said, "Welcome to the motherhood club."
Wait, so that is, Poughkeepsie is not a perfume.
It's not a place in New York either.
I'll bottle it up for you.
Thank you.
Honestly.
They say guys are gross.
Exactly. All right, we're getting calls this morning. B93317, hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Doing great.
Okay, so y'all were talking about the cradle cap. I get that when you're a baby, you know, I'm a mom. I have two kids, and I did that to my kids, too. I am getting ready to turn 53 next month.
Right.
I live about 300 feet from my parents because we have acreage. We're here in Western North Carolina, and I made the mistake of putting a house by my parents. So I go up and see my parents often, check on them. They're in their 80s. But my mom, dude, when I leave the house, she will look in my ears. She will look at my neck. She'll look behind my ears. And I go, "Mom, will you please just, I'm 53. I lived on my own. I was married for 24 years, just got divorced. And my mom still will check, like, the inside of my eyes for mascara, whatever.
Oh, my.
In my ears. And I'm like, "Mom, stop. You know, I love you. You're in your 80s, but you've got to stop."
This is just proof that we really did evolve from apes at some point. Because if you ever watch those monkeys that they're picking at each other, that's just me.
The mamas will sit there and pick the fleas out girl, they do it at the zoo. I see it. I feel like I'm at the zoo at my house. My mom does the exact same. Like I said, I am 52 years old, so it doesn't go away.
I love it. Listen, my mom will still lick her thumb if I got a smudge or something on my face and put it on me.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm like, "Mama."
And she had, my daughter's 18, and she had popsicle on her face, and I was like, just automatically, without even thinking, just lick my hand. And I still do that. I lick my hands, and she was like, "Mom, really?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like mother, like daughter, apparently.
Yeah. Doesn't fall far from the tree, but she had something on her face, and we were going into Walmart. I can't get let her go in Walmart looking like that.
You could have.
Yeah. Don't you ever call out your mom anymore.
I have to. It's my job. She calls me out. My daughter calls me out. It's my job.
I love it.
All right.
It's only fair.
Well, thank you for weird, interesting conversation this morning.
It's amazing.
Oh, you're so welcome. I just had to let you know that, you know, it doesn't end. It never ends.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.